possible alternatives to GMO labeling. That story coming up on This Land of Ours. The issue of genetically modified food and whether or not they should be labeled has taken over recently as one of the hottest food-related topics for consumers. The push against GMOs was evident in 2013 with legislative efforts and ballot initiatives aimed at making labeling mandatory in more than 30 states. But according to Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack,
our view is that people are having a 20th century debate about a 21st century problem.
Vilsack spoke on the contentious topic to attendees at the American Farm Bureau Convention last week, as he noted that he is concerned that GMO-specific labels could send the wrong message, possibly leading consumers to question the certainty and safety of a product.
That's why it's probably not a good idea for us to look at labeling in that context.
Vilsack did acknowledge the growing number of consumers that want to know more about their food.
Our view is that we should be looking at ways in which we can provide those consumers who want information, the information they need, but in a way that doesn't send the wrong set of signals.
One idea is to create a system using a QR code as a means to provide wanted information to consumers without conveying a mistaken concept about a product. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.